Deliverr. Simplify your restaurant's ordering and delivery capabilities. Find out more. Visit deliverr.com.au. Worth. All the workshop equipment you need on the go. Download the new Worth app today.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Well, I'm looking forward to this. I tell you what, Noddy got your message about the article about Dan Palmer. I haven't read it, but we will, and we might talk about it on Monday. But Wispy Derby Day is a big, big race day. I know you sharpen your pencil and you get very excited, as does Wendy. You want tips. We had Simon O'Donnell, who was very, very good. But we also have been chasing David Taggart, who says he doesn't get out of bed before 10 for anyone, but he has this morning, and he joins us. Tags, welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen. Pleasure to be on your show. I've been looking forward to this all week.
You have not. You said you don't get out of bed. You said you won't get out of bed before 10 for anyone.
Sorry, Gary. Yeah, I had to get the alarm set and everything. So it's unusual territory for me, but I feel like I'm back at track work now. So I'm up in a bit. Hopefully we can see in a few winners, but you know myself. I haven't done the form in detail yet. That'll all get done today, and you'll listen to all the tips tomorrow on the Odds Couple, of course, on the number one show there.
So breakfast show. If you haven't done all the form, what are we getting today then?
My throwaway.
Throwaways
at the moment.
We're just getting the early throwaways today.
Yeah, exactly right. It's just a dartboard throw. So
okay, we want value.
We'll work something out. Basically, we know what the horses have been going around week in, week out anyway. So as you say, Derby Day, we've got four Group One, so I'm sure we can find a winner quickly now.
All right, let's start with the Derby. Are you going with the favourite?
It's going to be hard for him, Young Werther. He was scratched last Saturday from the downgrade of the track too in the Amy Vars. So this is going to be a great training effort by Danny O'Brien, Gary, because this horse only had two starts. Should have won a Flemington, should have won both his starts. 4 weeks between runs, not ideal for a horse that needs to get miles into his legs and to continue to be running. A lot of these are still in their first prep. I don't mind the top weight, Cherry Tortoni. I've been a fan of him since he was a two-year-old. He'll run out the trip. He draws bad, so they'll ride him cold and watch for him late. Number one, Cherry Tortoni.
I like Cherry Tortoni as well. And I guess we then put some faith in the O'Brien camp. They get it right, given that he was scratched last week. And they've got good history in getting these horses right for big races.
Oh, well, look what he did with Scoob's favourite horse, Russian Camelot, of course, in the South Australian Derby. He had a mixed prep that last prep and he bolted in. So I know it was only a B-grade Derby, the South Australian Derby, compared to it like a VRC Derby, but again, it's not time on at this one, but we'll see how he goes. But it'll be a great training effort if he actually gets up with Young Werther.
Dennis Pagan listens to our program each and every day. He's got a horse running in the Derby, Johnny Get Angry. What chance of Johnny Get Angry saluting Tags?
He's a rough chance. And what about that? He's in his first 6 months of training too, Dennis Pagan. He's, 72 years? He's young.
Young, yep.
And I'll tell you what, hitting the racing industry like he is, it's like playing AFL as a 16-year-old kid, isn't it? So I'll tell you what, he hit the ground running, and this would be a story and a half, wouldn't it, if he gets the money with Johnny Get Angry. And, of course, Lockie King, the only apprentice in the race, righty.
Yeah, it'd be great to interview, I tell you, the one after. What about the Boom Horse Farnan in the Coolmore Stud Stakes?
Are you tipping it? You got to give him another chance. At SEN track, we're always in the corner of if a horse fails, you've got to give him another chance. Don't forget, this is the Boom two-year-old of last season. He won the Golden Slipper. He came back. He raced fresh. It was well documented. Huey Bowman got 20 meetings for his ride because they reckon he went too hard, which is actually ridiculous. A jockey can't get suspended for going too quick on it. They can't going too slow because it's a safety issue, Gary. But when you go too quick on one, he's made a mistake, but now we've got the change of rider, G Boss. So Huey's done everything on him, but he makes one mistake, he gets the collar, but doesn't he? Imagine that happened in your playing day. You wouldn't have got a game at Melbourne if you made one mistake in a match. It's ridiculous.
Bossy gave it a huge push.
Mate, you got to forgive him. He was the best two-year-old last season. He's racing against the same horses, but they have matured. You can always see horses from 2 to 3 year olds, and it can be a different result. But the one that's also going all right to Anders, he blew him away two starts ago up in Sydney. Came down, he had a bit of an issue in the Blue Sapphire. He ran last, third of three, but he got beaten a net. But he had issues. Wait for him to improve as well. That's number seven, Anders. But I'm in the farming corner. I'm with you.
We know that this is just your throw at the dartboard. You haven't done your form. But give us your best of the day, this early stage of proceedings.
Oh, you put me on the spot.
Come on.
Oh, no.
My son tells me you're the number one man in the business, and you'll come up with one.
Talking about your son and changing subject, you've taught him very well, Gary. Because you know how he produces 6 hours with us on SEN Track on a Sunday. And we always get a lunch, and we rotate the payment of the lunch between Cam, Luke, myself, and of course, Benny. Well, of late, Cam, Luke, and I have been having a side bet on if we like a horse in the same race. A different horse in the same race. And what we do, we have a side bet on a lunch. So now, Benny's been coming in, knowing what's going on. He comes in and says, what do you like now in the ad breaks, you know? And hopefully we can choose a different horse. He goes, why don't you have a lunch? Because Ben benefits from it. He doesn't care who wins or loses. He gets a free lunch out of it.
That's well taught indeed. So, rightio, which is it? Which is the best?
Oh, yeah, again, question without notice. My best will probably be up in Sydney at some stage.
Question.
I like heading up there. Don't forget we've got the make-up races up there tomorrow, too. There's the Yes, Yes, Yes million-dollar race. We've got the 7.5 million Golden Eagle. I'd love to see Alligator Blood win it. So he's drawn the car park. But going to me best, let's make it fun and then in the Coolmore with you.
Hey, Tex, right. Question without notice. We contacted you on Monday for this segment. What are you talking about?
I thought I was booked for tonight on Bob and Andy's better show 2 weeks ago, but next thing I get in this phone call at 8:30 this morning.
We got a message from an S. O'Donnell here, not happy being moved aside for you.
Well, that's typical of Scoob. Me and him, we blew like a married couple. Anyway, we've got the odds couple tomorrow. You can shine there, but not only that, we take over breakfast on Tuesday morning as well, Melbourne Cup Day. So the A-team's in, so Scoob will be happy about that.
Well, I hope you've done your form by then for the Melbourne Cup when you fill in for us. It is a great joy and thrill. You can hear you guys. I love it. You're on the odds couple tomorrow, and then Jared Waitley's going to be calling the action on Derby Day on 11:60 SEN from midday. You've been a magnificent addition, Tags, and we appreciate you getting out of bed early for us.
Thank you so much. And as you say, just listen to the Raving Lunatics tomorrow on track. We're going to have a ball, and hopefully there's plenty of winners there.
You've been a star. David Taggart there. He's with us for Macca's New Mix Spicy and Palmy Chicken Burger. I think I've heard it all.
That's a first.
A question without notice.
That's a first.
We'll come back and wrap up.